Are you speaking of China or the Sunday China?
Well, what's the difference between those two?
None as far as I'm concerned, except my wedding china, which cannot be replaced. I use more often for company china. My everyday china, which is more expensive than my wedding china, is still my everyday china because it can be replaced.
I see, but you call...
They're both china. I don't have any porcelain.
I see, but you call them both, you would call the one Sunday or company?
Good or wedding.
Yeah.
Rather than Sunday or company, actually. My good china.
But all of those terms mean the same thing.
China.
Now, when you say wedding china, is that because you
got it at the time I was married? Yeah. It is mine. Now, my mother's wedding china.
Mm-hmm.
It's my mother's wedding china.
I see. Okay. Now, do you remember with chickens, they used to put something in the nest?
Oh, they put some sort of a false egg in to make the hen think that she had laid one, and she would start setting. A nest egg, I guess it was called.
You never heard it called a china egg, though?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure, because it's not something I'm familiar with.
Okay. To get water out of a well, you might have to put it. You take the water from the well
in a bucket.
Yeah. Do you ever call anything else?
The bucket.
Anything other than bucket?
No. I guess you're thinking of a pail.
Well, I was wondering if you'd make a distinction between one made of plastic or galvanized.
I call them all buckets.
Okay.
I suppose originally the wooden one was the bucket and the metal one was the pail. But I'm not sure.
No, I can call them all buckets or all pails. I know people who call them wooden pails, too. Something to take food out of the house to feed the hogs, you know.
I guess you take it in a bucket.
All right, would you call any special kind of bucket?
Oh, the slop bucket.
Sure.
Slop the hogs.
Right, okay. Now, if you're going to fry a couple eggs, you do that in a...
skillet.
All right. Do you remember, you ever seeing any with legs they used to use in a fireplace?
The house where my mother grew up had the big fireplace across the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and they kept the old utensils
mm-hmm.
there for show.
Do you remember what that was called?
I think it was called a spider.
Okay. And the heavy iron vessel with large opening that used to hang down in
it? It was a kettle.
All right. And what's another thing that they're sometimes called in kettle?
A pot, maybe?
Yeah. Now, do you make a distinction between those two terms? Do they have different...
To me, a pot is something you make coffee in. And a kettle is something that hangs over the fireplace, and a pan is anything that I cook in. I don't cook in pots.
Okay.
Lots of people do,
yeah.
But it doesn't occur to me that they're
pots.
Pots
and pans. Uh-huh. Do you think of something like
they're
coffee pots?
They're all pans.
Pot?
A coffee pot and the pans I cook in.
I see. And then the other is the, and the kettle would be...
It would be something that hung
but
in the
you'd have a tea kettle too, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. And something you put cut flowers in.
A vase.
And at the table you have three... implements, a
knife, fork, spoon.
And you have a butter, let's say you have a one.
A butter spreader and a salad fork.
Yeah. Now, if you take butter spreader and a carving knife, you take those together, you say, now I have two
knives and a fork.
Okay. And after dinner, the woman says, now I must wash the dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
And she holds the dish under clear water. She
is rinsing it.
All right. And removes food from the dish with a piece of cloth.